This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Schools to reopen in Kathmandu Valley from next week. Tribhuvan University and part-time teachers reach 7-point agreement and 10 newborn babies killed in a fire at a Western India hospital. Now the news in detail. Chairman of the Rashtriya Pratantra Party, Kamal Thapa, has stressed that no one should exert pressure or influence on the issue of dissolution of House of Representatives. Thapa said that the Supreme Court has the right to resolve disputes and ambiguities. He also said that there was some ambiguity in the constitutional provision regarding the dissolution of the House of Representatives and the Supreme Court should explain it to remove that ambiguity. With the decreasing cases of the coronavirus infection in the Kathmandu Valley, the schools in the Kathmandu district are likely to resume gradually from next week. Officer of Education Department in Kathmandu Metropolitan Office, Moti Bhattrai, said that schools could be gradually opened by applying measures for public health. He said that the higher graders could be asked to attend schools for 3 to 4 hours a day without using school buses. The COVID-19 Crisis Management Committee has also recommended the Council of Ministers to reopen different sectors, including schools, in the changing context. However, spokesperson at the Ministry of Education, Deepak Sharma, said that decision of the Council of Ministers was needed to compulsorily open these schools, adding that the ministry procedure has already offered a basis to run schools with the coordination of local levels. A 7-point agreement has been forged between Tribhuvan University and agitating part-time teachers. The Part-Time Teachers Association agreed to withdraw their protest programs with the agreement. As per the agreement, the part-time teachers would be managed on contract basis following their need, credit hours and seniority to those teachers who have completed at least 1 year academic session in their respective campuses under the university. The Association Publicity Department member Suresh Bhattrai said the agreement has taken decision of removing the age bar to part-time teachers to compete in university surveys. One person died in a motorcycle accident in Kailali district last night. According to Area Police Office Sukhar, Deputy Superintendent of Police Sagar Bohora, the deceased has been identified as Prem Chaudhary of Ghodaghodi Municipality 11. Chaudhary said the body has been sent to Dhangadi for post-mortem. An elephant has been electrocuted in Amaha at ward number 5 of Khadak municipality, Saptari, this morning. The electric fencing installed by the locals to ward off the wild elephants at night has led to a death of a tusker. Ranger of the Division Forest Office Saptari, Lakshman Safi, confirmed the male elephant has died of electric shock. Ranger Safi said a team from the Kosi Tapu Wildlife Reserve Office is arriving to study the incident of the death of the elephant. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. 10 newborn babies have been killed in a fire at a hospital in India as the members of staff rushed to evacuate the ward in the early hours of Saturday. 7 infants were rescued from the blaze before firefighters arrived at the Bandara District Hospital in the western state of Maharashtra. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi described the incident as a heart-wrenching tragedy. The cause of the fire is not yet known and an investigation is underway. According to hospital officials, the fire started at about 2 local time. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has said the U.S. is his country's biggest enemy and that he does not expect Washington to change its policy toward Pyongyang. Addressing a rear congress of his ruling Workers' Party, Kim also plans to expand North Korea's nuclear weapons, arsenal and military potential. He said that plans for a nuclear submarine were almost complete. His comments come as U.S. President-elect Joe Biden prepares to take his office. U.S. President Donald Trump has been permanently suspended from Twitter due to the risks of further incitement of violence. Twitter said the decision was made after close review of recent tweets from the Trump account. It comes amid a big tech purge of the online platforms used by Trump and his supporters. Some lawmakers and celebrities have been calling for years on Twitter to ban Trump altogether. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Schools to reopen in Kathmandu Valley from next week. Tribhuvan University and part-time teachers reach 7-point agreement, and 10 newborn babies killed in a fire at a Western India hospital. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlinereadynepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.